The Torah nicknames Ba'ar Ba'im Ushmona Dvarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shuli Fuchs from Pomona, New York, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through the Midah of Misyashiv Libo Bisel Mudo, thinking deliberately into his learning. This might sound similar to the 13th Midah, and I'd like to show some additional layers of meaning that we can find in these words. Misyashiv Libo Bisel Mudo means that we turn our hearts to something after we've learned it. We go back and we review it. What takes place at the time when a person is engaged in learning can be viewed as a temporary cognitive experience, an intellectual pursuit, if we don't really sit and let it resonate with us afterwards. When we review something and when we leave our actual studying session in quotes and then go back and let it resonate in our minds and we review it, it follows us. What we're showing is that Torah was not meant to be just a temporary learning experience, but this is something that's meant to become the very fabric of our lives. And often we can open our eyes and see how something that we learned was actually very deliberately placed on Hashem's part as a message that we're meant to internalize and that we could come back to and review later on. But placing our attention, giving our attention to something after we've learned it is showing I'm not just looking to plow forward and go, you know, to say that I covered it, but that Torah is really meant to become who I am. And therefore, it deserves my attention later, and I'm going to review it. I'm going to sit and think about it. It's the yeshiv. It's the going back to, the returning to something that really, really confirms and legitimizes the value that we give it. There's something extremely powerful and fulfilling about, as a teacher, about when a student says a few weeks to months after we've learned something, oh, this reminds me of what we covered, you know, back in October. I mean, you can't really get better than that as a teacher. That the ability to show that somebody has applied something, internalized something, digested it, transferred it, that's the real deal. That's where we can truly see how learning has become part of us because it followed us and we reviewed it later on. That's what Torah is meant to become. An additional layer of meaning is brought down by the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes explains the words Misyashiv Libo Bisel Mudo, that he becomes composed, he becomes at peace. He has menucha from his learning. And this is a whole new dimension. That somebody who truly feels connected to his or her learning, to seeing Hashem's Torah as a way of connecting to him, he attains a certain level of equanimity and peace and composure and menucha sanefesh, really from seeing Hashem's words as such a connecting point to him. And this is somebody who's come to the level of learning, having that chance to taste a little bit of Hashem's chachma brings me peace, gives me equanimity and serenity. Misyashiv Libo Bisel Mudo means that his heart is able to experience that feeling of being calm and present from his learning itself. And this is interesting because you could think of this as a criteria, meaning like an after effect, not as much a criteria. I mean, somebody who's a big Talmud Chacham, maybe that's what happens to him. But what about little people like us? And the truth is that if we adopt the mentality of similar to what we were saying beforehand, the Torah is meant to be not an intellectual pursuit, but is meant to really be a connecting point to Hashem and to change who we are in our very lives. Even lay people like myself can approach learning from a place of it's all here, and there must be the message that's meant for me here. And I'll be present and calm when I'm learning his Torah because this is what it's all about. It's not necessarily just an offshoot and a consequence of somebody who's on a high madriga, a high level, but this is actually criteria for learning because each of us can really have that mentality if we choose to create it for ourselves in our current state. And as such, it's a stepping stone for acquiring the Torah in our own level. Thank you for learning together.